VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is headed for a fifth term in power. His main rival Benny Gantz acknowledged he wouldn't be able to form a coalition government following a tight parliamentary election. Election results indicated that Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party stood about even with the centrist Blue and White Party led by Gantz, a former military chief. Neither have been able to win a majority of the Knesset on its own. A coalition would be necessary, and Likud was in the best position to form one. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Despite conceding defeat, former Army Chief Benny Gantz says his Blue and White Party has founded a true alternative to the ruling Likud party, and its soon-to-be five-time Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. With 97.4% of the vote counted, the two parties were deadlocked, with a projected 35 seats apiece in the 120-seat parliament. But political analyst Emmanuel Navon says
that is nearly irrelevant because at the end of the day, you do need a majority in order to form a government.
And with his coalition partners, Netanyahu has it.
This government is not going to be more or less right-wing than the previous one. It's basically going to be identical with the same coalition partners.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The party of exiled former Maldives President Mohamed Nasheed has won the country's first outright majority in parliament in its democratic history, according to official results on Wednesday. Nasheed was in exile until 5 months ago. He has vowed to use his party's thumping mandate to usher in a new era of stability and democracy in the Maldives. President Trump was to sign executive orders Wednesday seeking changes to environmental regulations as part of his desire to increase the country's energy production. This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General